Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. Reuven owns a building, and it's a residential building with a lot of different apartments, a lot of different tenants, and some of his tenants are Gentiles, and they're going to certainly have chametz in their apartments over Pesach. Is this something that needs to be a concern for Reuven?
So to answer your question, it really splits into two. The chametz in their apartment that they own, that they're eating, their pasta, that's not a problem at all because they own that. That's chametz shalakum. Technically speaking, if a Gentile walks into your house eating chametz, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that's okay. It's his chametz, he's watching his own chametz, that's fine. The chametz that's there is in their apartment, it's for sure not a problem. The question would be, what about the chametz that they already discarded, they threw in the garbage in their apartment, so they're mafker it. So it's chametz shel hefker. So now, it's chametz shel hefker a problem in their apartment? And the answer is that we assume today's leases would go with a schiris kanya. Schiris kanya means that we look at the schiris, this rental and this lease, like it is 100% final, like they are 100% in control of that space, because that's the way it is. The Gemara really has a whole question of schiris kanya, schiris not kanya, but the way the leases were set up and when the Gemara discusses it, is if you have a house and then you lease a house to someone else and then your house falls down, you just take the next house. It wasn't really final. The tenant didn't really control it. Today's days, I don't think you could throw a guy out if he has a lease. Even if your house is not working out, you don't just go with the tenant and say you're out. So assuming that there is a schiris kanya, which I'm assuming most rentals and leases are like that, where you can't just bounce a guy out. He has really rights to that space and you also can't even walk in there. You have no right to be there. So then it's his rishus. It's almost like a de facto sale. Temporarily, it's like a sale. It's mechir liyayim almost, like it's a sale and he owns that property. And that's not your rishus at all. So really, on a good lease, on a regular commercial lease and a rental where the tenant is in his apartment, you would really have no concern of what goes on past the door of the lease.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.